and up to bat.
Can you hear that crowd? Here we... What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Walker Buchanan leading off this home half of the fifth inning from historic Witter Field. 4-1 the score. Mason Buss of the Mallards back out on the mound for another frame of work. Andy Yakum, your voice, the Rafters, back here with you on WFHR. Game 24 of 72 this summer. You can catch all 72 games right here on these airwaves, whether on your FM AM dials at 97.5, 1320, or on your Civic Media apps. Talk about being a quarter of the way through the season after Game 18, which was the first time the Rafters were shut out this year. It came at home against Lakeshore on Saturday. This marks a third of the way through the season mark here, Game 24 tonight. First pitch from Buss to Walker Buchanan misses inside for ball one. Buchanan struck out swinging against Buss back in the second inning, part of a 1-2-3 frame for the right-hander. 4 runs on 5 hits, no errors for the Mallards. A run on 2 hits and 2 errors for your Rafters. 1-0 pitch, missing up and out. Count evens, should say moves to 2-0. Rafters' 4-game winning streak snapped last night, dropping the nightcap of the doubleheader against the Woodchucks. Looking to start a new streak here this evening at home. The 2-0 from Buss to Buchanan hits this one high in the air center field. Justin Best coming in on it to make the catch for the first out of the inning. With the Rafters heading out of town Sunday, Monday in Iowa, Tuesday, Wednesday in Green Bay. You're in the Rafter area of the home ballpark here in Wisconsin Rapids and are looking for something to do. The Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau welcomes you and invites you to explore, reconnect, and relax in the Rapids area this summer and all year round. For more information, check out, visit wisrapids.com. Once again, check out, visit wisrapids.com for more information on the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau this summer. First pitch, breaking ball out of the hand of Buss to the lone left-handed hitter in the Rafter order tonight. Trotter Boston misses outside for ball one. Kyler McIntosh on deck. After him, it'll be Bryson Stripling. It's the bottom third of the Rafter order for the second time tonight. The 1-0 pitch. Missing low and away. 2 balls, no strikes now on Boston. 7 doubles on the season for Trotter, second most in the Great Lakes West Division. Finds the gaps anywhere he's been playing so far this summer. 2-0. Missing the inside corner. 3 balls, no strikes. Boston, a native of Roswell, New Mexico, and as continually mentioned throughout these broadcasts this summer, coming to us from Tabor College at the NAIA level. 3-0 coming here from Buss. That one in there for a called strike on the fastball. Once again, the umpires tonight, Tyler Jetting behind the plate. The crew chief, Jim Leiser, is down the first baseline. It is Craig Wallen down the third baseline. We had Wallen as the home plate umpire for a couple innings. Want to apologize for that. We got the crew right now, though, as the 3-1 is swung on and missed. Buss has come back to make it a full count. Boston went down looking against Buss in his first trip to the plate tonight. That came back to end the bottom half of the second inning. Buss out of the windup. His nod of approval to the catcher, Will Veerling. The 3-2 coming home. Breaking ball, check swing. Boston did not go around. There's a 6-pitch walk drawn by Trotter. He's aboard with one out here in this fifth inning. Kyler McIntosh, a ground out to short. His shortstop counterpart being Shai Robinson back in the third inning. Once again, want to applaud all the Rafter fans that have stayed here in attendance tonight, battling an over 2-hour rain delay. Doesn't get much better than this on the summer as a pickoff move prior to the first pitch to McIntosh to give a look to Boston over at first base. Top of the order after Bryson Stripling to follow, that being McElfatrick and Jack Matthey. First pitch, throwing bunt. McIntosh puts down a good one down the third baseline. The catcher Veerling out halfway. There's no play to be made. Kyler McIntosh bunting his way aboard his first hit of the night. Boston to second. Good use of small ball action there for the Rafters to bring up Bryson Stripling. Bryson Stripling went down swinging in his first trip to the plate in the ballgame. That came back in the third inning against Buss. You hear guys talk around the locker room, you're not going to find a much better guy on this team than Bryson Stripling. They're all good dudes. But when you just hear how Stripling communicates with his teammates, the message he portrays, one of the more down-to-earth guys on this club for sure. Does a great job working with the pitching staff as well. There's a great group of catchers here between Stripling, Matthew, and the UCLA freshman, Cashwell Duggar. First pitch to Stripling on the outside corner from the right-hander. Buss is called a strike. They're on first and second. A six-pitch walk drawn by Trotter Boston. McIntosh followed it up with bunting his way aboard. The third hit of the night for the Raptors. 0-1 pitch, a fastball missing low. Strip works the count even here, a ball and a strike. When we get to the top of the sixth inning, 8-9-1 due up for a second time in this ballgame for the Mallards. Justin Best, Shai Robinson, and to the top of their order with Connor Rasmussen. He won one to Stripling. Breaking ball, hit hard on the ground, just foul down the third base line. For a second straight at bat, Stripling will have to go to battle with a two-strike count. Some more finals across the Northwoods League. The Rochester Honkers picking up a win at home against Bismarck, 5-2, Drew Peters the win, Tristan Duplante with the loss, Will Lavin getting the save. Wilmer picking up a win at home as well over St. Cloud, 10-3, Ryan Wentz the win, Sam Reed the loss, Aiden Gonzalez picking up his second save of the summer. 1-2 to Stripling on the outside corner, got him looking. The Rafter catcher down on strikes for the second time tonight is the second out here in this inning, 88 on the gun on that heater from Buss. Mentioned the 8-0 shutout earlier, Kenosha over Kokomo. How about the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders at Athletic Park? Wausau suffered their first home loss yesterday against these Rafters. The Dock Spiders lead Wausau 16-2 in the top of the seventh inning. The best record in the Northwoods League at 20-4 entering tonight for the Woodchucks. First pitch strike delivered to McElfatrick on the outside corner. 16 runs on 11 hits for Fondy. Wausau, through six innings of work offensively, held to just two hits at the dish. 0-1 the count, two aboard. Missing outside to McElfatrick, count evens a ball and a strike. I was not expecting that when I was scrolling through the scoreboard here on the Northwoods League website. Battle Creek hangs on in extra innings in Green Bay, 2-1 the Battle Jacks over the Rockers, picking up back-to-back wins. Wausau, 1-1. McElfatrick taps this one on the ground to the right side, gloved by the second baseman Rasmussen. He'll throw to first in time and retire the side. Rafters leave two on the paths. They send five to the plate but can't score in the fifth. 4-1 our score. We enter the top of the sixth inning. Another inning of work coming here for the right-hander, Braden Waschek. 8-9-1, do it for the Mallards on your home for Rafter Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Go yard this summer with special rebates from Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,650 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry! This offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfortaire.biz.
Hey, baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Top six here at Winter Field, 4-1 the score. The Madison Mallards leading your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. Andy Ockham on WFHR Raptors Radio, your home for all 72 Raptor games this season, bringing you back to the ballpark. Later on in this Friday night, it was a first pitch after 8:30. Waschek, first pitch to Justin Best, misses up high for ball one. 6:35, the normal first pitch of the game tonight, but as you could tell, we're still on the air, and it's just the sixth inning, so that didn't go according to plan. Mother Nature having her way today. 1-0 to Best, missing low and inside. Two balls, no strikes, no on the Mallard center fielder. Just happy to be getting this ball game in tonight. Best, 1-for-2, an infield single, and scored in the second. Most recently went down looking against Waschek, was the first batter Braden faced in the fourth. 1-0 pitch, cranked in the air, left center field. That's going to split the gap and two-hop the wall. Best hits the bag at first. He'll get into second with ease. It's a stand-up double for the Florida State Seminole to lead off this sixth inning. Second hit of the ball game for Best. Sixth for the Mallards. Shai Robinson out of the ninth spot came into the ball game in the top of the second in place of Jake Schaffner due to injury. Went down looking in his first at-bat of the contest in the fourth inning. Top of the order, Connor Rasmussen in the on-deck circle for the Mallards. They already got a runner out scoring position in this top of the sixth inning. First pitch from Waschek to Robinson, misses low and away. It looks, and this could just be the reflection off the lights and my eyes being no good. It looks a little foggy out here at Winterfield right now. This could just be my perception. But how about that? Seen a little bit of everything with the weather here today. I'm hearing murmurings behind me that it is fog, and it's not just me being crazy. So that is what we have here is the 1-0 pitch fouled back from Robinson. Count evens 1-1. It's not heavy fog. It's not bad fog enough for the game to be stopped. It's just a weird-looking shot from where we are at right now in the press box up and behind home plate. 1-1 from Waschek to the right-handed hitting Robinson, a breaking ball catching the top of the zone for a called strike. Game 25 will be tomorrow night, and it's already the eighth against these Mallards. Over one-fifth of these games in the season against Madison. Waschek looks to second, not once but twice with five on the pitch clock to 1-2. This one is hit foul down the first baseline. Left-hander warming up in the Rafter bullpen, and looks like we're going to get a Rafter debut for Mac Mabry. The left-handed pitcher coming to us from San Jacinto College and a native of Carlsbad, New Mexico. A couple of New Mexico natives on this team, Trotter Boston and Mabry. He 1-2. Breaking ball, missing low and away. Now two balls, two strikes on Robinson. Michael Perello made his Rafter debut last night in the nightcap against Wausau. The right-hander from UC Irvine coming along with his collegiate teammate, Landon Gaz. Fortunately for Perello, two innings of one-run ball. He was tabbed with the loss in last night's defeat. 2-2 fastball missing low and away. Robinson drawing a full count in his second plate appearance here tonight. For the bullpen last night for the Rafters, Kyle Bender, it was tough with his control. 19 pitches thrown for the right-hander. 18 of them were balls. Walked four straight hitters on four pitches. Rafters were up. Not a single time in that ball game as the 3-2 pitch on the outside corner is called a strike, and Shai Robinson just got thrown out of the ball game. He pointed to the home plate umpire, Tyler Jennings, saying, hey, this is where it was, and he was having none of that. He just got kicked out of the ball game. And Donnie Scott now all fired up as well with Tyler Jennings. The Mallard field manager's got to be careful, make sure he doesn't get thrown out either. And here's the interesting thing with Robinson getting thrown out of this ballgame. He was the replacement shortstop for Jake Schaffner. We don't know. We'll have a third shortstop tonight here for Madison. We don't know who it's going to be. And I think Tyler Jennings is waiting for Shai Robinson to leave the Mallard dugout. He is not resuming this game until he makes his way to the visitors' clubhouse. He's at the top step of the Mallard dugout right now. I'm not sure if he knows either that he's got to make his way out. He is down looking. It is the first down of the inning. And, yeah, we're going to have another shortstop in for Madison here today. It's the first ejection we've had here at Winterfield this season. And if I was a betting man, I would have had good money that it would have been a field manager, whether Kirk Schreider or a visiting manager. No, it's a visiting player getting thrown out for the first time this season. See the home plate umpire, Tyler Jetting, getting his scorecard out and crossing off Robinson's name. And, yeah, Shy hit the showers early. He's heading out to the first base gate. And I think he's still saying a couple of words to Jetting as well on his way out of the field of play here. Wow. Tyler Jetting not messing around. He was not going to let play resume until Robinson left the dugout. And he's going to be walking on the concourse with the rest of the fans here in attendance tonight. See what Rasmussen has to offer. First pitch fouled back. Count 0-1. So Robinson finishes his night off the bench 0-2 with a pair of looking strikeouts. And obviously Raptor fans will have the new infielder into the ballgame with the defensive switch as well. Jake Schaffner was the starting shortstop tonight. It's unfortunate he is hurt and can't come back in this ballgame. 0-1 pitch. Best takes off for third. Another one fouled back by Rasmussen. He's down in the hole 0-2, and Best will have to retreat back to second base. Talk about the ballgame at Athletic Park. Top of the inning. How about that? It is 16-2. Fond du Lac, 10 games under. Has not been a good first half of the season for the Dock Spiders, and they'll be the first to tell you. This would be the biggest win of their season so far. Another 0-2 coming here in this inning from Braden Waschek, dancing off second. Best of the payoff, swing and a miss. Rasmussen down on strikes. Good morning, good afternoon, good night. A three-pitch strikeout for Braden Waschek, his second punch-out of the inning and in consecutive batters. Davis Hamilton, the two-hitter in the Mallard order, will step in with Best out on second following his leadoff double. Hamilton, 2-for-2 tonight, 3 plate appearances, has been super productive for this Mallard offense like he's been all season. Doubled in the first, a sack fly in the second, most recently a 5-pitch walk drawn in the fourth, so I should say 1-for-1 in 3 plate appearances. First pitch missing high from Waschek for ball one. 12-8 in lacrosse. How about these Loggers? A couple of wins yesterday, and they beat the Waterloo Bucks at home tonight. 1-0 pitch, a fastball right in there from Waschek to even it up at 1-1. Mankato at home, ISG Field. It's a 5-run win over the Minot Hot Tots, 12-7. Peter Michael the win, Jacob Malazzi the loss. 1-1 count here, Waschek fires. Missing inside, 2 balls and a strike, a final in Northwoods League softball. 18 runs tonight score between the Minot Honeybees and the Madison Nightmares. That one is going on, or happened, I should say, at Warner Park. Minot getting their second win, 13-5 the final. The 2-1 coming here, Waschek looks back at second. Not once, but twice, working in. And a pickoff attempt, McIntosh covering the bag. They had Best leaning, but Waschek threw it to the opposite side of second base. Once again, the Raptors, after this weekend, they'll be on the road for the rest of the first half of the season, except for 2 games. So there's not a lot of time for you to come in from out of town to catch Wisconsin Rapids in the first half, but plenty of second half games as well. Right near the 4th of July as the 2-1 breaking ball misses the inside corner. It's now 3-1 on Davis Hamilton. If you're looking for a place to stay for the second half of the season from out of town, watching your Raptors, the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids has you covered. 3-1 coming here from Waschek. On the inside corner, it misses for ball four. 5-pitch walk taken by Hamilton. He's aboard for the third time tonight. The Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids offers a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, in high-speed Wi-Fi. The Cobblestone also welcomes four-legged companions. Bring your family pets to the Wisconsin Rapids area this summer. Big city quality, small-town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. Jake Monroe, the three-hole hitter for Madison, up with two on it, two out. The Mallards leading 4-1 in the top of the sixth inning. Waschek dealing with some traffic. The first pitch to Monroe was a breaking ball swung on and missed. Monroe has reached once tonight, that coming on a 6-5 fielder's choice in the first inning. Since then, though, a couple of punch-outs for the Mallard first baseman. Went down looking to end the second, went down swinging against Waschek to retire the side in the fourth. The right-hander's 0-1 home. Will have to wait as an inside move, a disengagement, no throw to second, but trying to keep Justin Best close. Right-hander set. After that disengagement with 11 on the pitch clock, the 0-1 misses down the dirt, blocked by Bryson Stripling. Bottom six, 2-3-4, do it for the Rafters for the second time in three innings. Jack Mathey, Jorge Degatti, and Max McGuire. First of two in this series with Madison. The Rafters will play the Mallards four times in July. They will not see them in August in the regular season. 1-1 pitch swung on and missed. It's now 1-2. If Wisconsin Rapids and Madison meet at any point in August, that means both teams are in the playoffs. Obviously, you know, the Rafters would love it. Who wouldn't? The 1-2 pitch in coming here to Monroe. Breaking ball, missing down low, blocked by Stripling. Count evens, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alex Harrell on deck. Corbin Dickerson to follow. We're getting into the meat and potatoes of the Mallard order here in this inning. Justin Best led off the inning with a double. A couple of punch-outs and an ejection. Shy Robinson getting kicked out of the ballgame after going down looking for the first out of the frame. As Waschek's 2-2 home, he got him on the outside corner. Waschek strikes out 3 in this inning. He's been dynamite out of the bullpen and has allowed just 1 run over the course of 3 innings. We head to the bottom of the 6th inning in Wisconsin Rapids. 4-1 the score. It's Rafter Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowners insurance as well. I didn't really know.
For Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
The 2425 Local in Lovin' It mini magazine is available now out in your community. Once again, you can pick up your books at participating businesses and nonprofits. For just $20, you can enjoy recipes, jokes, contests, and best of all, save tons of money in the area. You can even find great deals on food, drinks, golf, groceries, and most of the area boutiques. In need of a service? Enjoy savings on tires, paint, windows, travel, and mobility equipment. And now you can receive $10 a month at Ho-Chunk Casino in Nakusa. Don't forget, you can also play contests and win gift certificates within your community. Listen for Local and Lovin' It radio ads throughout the month on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR and 105.5 FM WIRI, and get your books at businesses like Lake Arrowhead Golf, Goodfellas Pizza Pub and Eatery in Nakusa, Ida Sports Bar and Grill, Quality Foods IGA at West Grand and Baker Drive, Savory Steakhouse in Kellner, Sherwood Lodge Bar and Grill in Rome, and Sportsman's Pub and Grill. Let the savings begin with Local and Lovin' It mini magazine, available today.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
For 1 Mallards, bottom six from historic Winter Field. Andy Ockman, your voice of the Rafters on WFHR. Mason Buss, the right-hander for Madison, back out on the hill, firing a first-pitch fastball to Jack Mathey, low for ball one. Mathey responsible for the lone Rafter run in this ballgame. Homer to lead off the fourth inning in his last time up. New shortstop into the ballgame for Madison. It's their third shortstop tonight. That's number 41, Agustin Gutierrez. The 1-0 pitch catches the outside corner for a called strike. Gutierrez into the ballgame not due to an injury, like what happened with Jake Schaffner, the starting shortstop tonight for Madison. Shy Robinson got kicked out of the ballgame in the top half of this inning after drawing a line in the left-handed batter's box where that ball missed outside, according to him, and the home plate umpire Tyler Jetting was having none of that. 2-1 the count on Mathey, four runs, six hits, no errors. For Madison, a run on 3 hits and 2 errors for your Rafters. The 2-1 to the Rafter-designated hitter swung on and missed. Jorge Degatti on deck. Max McGuire will follow when we get to the top of the 7th. For the third time tonight for Madison, it'll be the 4-5-6 spots due up in their order. Alex Harrell, Corbin Dickerson, and Liam Moreno. The 2-2. Breaking ball, this one lined foul back to the netting, protecting the home plate club. That one's going to stay up there as well. Normally, whatever Rafter is on ball boy duty, a little bit taller But Ashton, our ball boy here tonight at Witter Field, has been fantastic. Not tall enough really to reach up to that netting. The 2-2 misses Loneway. Matthew's drawn a full count in his third plate appearance here tonight. Matthew, other than the homer, flew out to Corbin Dickerson in right field and made the second out back in the first inning. The now Kent State Golden Flash receives the 3-2. It misses low and inside for ball four. Matthew is on the paths after drawing a walk, and Jorge Degatti extended his 8-game hitting streak back in the first inning, a 2-out single. Most recently, grounded out to the third baseman, Hamilton. Tough play back in the hole, just in time, 5-3 in the fourth inning. For Buss, this will be his 80th pitch of the ballgame. 5-plus for the right-hander now, allowing one earned run on three hits. He's walked two and struck out six Raptor hitters tonight. First pitch to Degatti. Skies this one in the air down the right field line, giving Chase Dickerson. That'll end up right out near the Madison bullpen. For the Raptors on the mound, 36 pitches through three innings for Braden Waschek. Three hits allowed, one run. It was earned. Walked two and struck out eight. How about Waschek, the right-hander? Mac Mabry's been warming up the Raptors, so you could see him in the seventh. If that is it, Waschek, three really strong innings, allowing just one run. The 0-1 pitch misses low and away on Degatti. Ethan Breslin, his second start as a Raptor, both here at Witter Field. 6 days ago was his first start against Lakeshore. Tonight, three innings pitched, 59 pitches thrown, three hits allowed, three runs, two of them earned, two walks and four strikeouts. The 1-1 here to Jorge Degatti. This is outside, two balls and a strike. After McGuire in the on-deck circle, it's Grayson Schaefer. A 2-1. This is low. Three balls and a strike now. Degatti, ready to rock and roll. This is the hitter's count you dream of. Sitting on one pitch and one pitch only, the middle fastball. See what Buss goes with here with 10 on the pitch clock. Comes set, the 3-1. He went fastball and it catches the outside corner. It's now 3-2. Once again, Tyler Jetting, we've made it clear. It's a wider zone, nothing wrong with that. Helping out the pitchers, but now third time around for both lineups. These hitters got to be aware. They got to adjust. That goes the same way for both sides, and he's been that way for both teams here tonight. The 3-2 to Gotti. This is well outside in the left-handed batter's box. A six-pitch walk drawn back-to-back walks issued by Buss here in the sixth inning. Donnie Scott has gotten up off his seat in front of the Mallard dugout, and it appears this will be all for the right-hander Mason Buss. Call of the pen, 5-plus for Buss, 85 pitches thrown in this one. He's on the hook for runners on first and second after issuing walks to Jack Matthew and Jorge Degatti to begin this inning. New pitcher into the ballgame. For the Mallards, we'll get more information when we return from this break. It is Raptor Baseball, 4-1 the score, 2 on, nobody out. Top 6 from historic Witter Field on your home for Raptor Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress. Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? Yeah, the Earth really needs them to hoof it. That's right, the environment is always the best excuse. So go ahead, ask your bae to dim all the lights because carbon emissions. Tell your dad-bodded dad to eat more plants. For the planet, obviously. Kindly tell the kids to stop asking for a new phone. I mean, e-waste, right? Find your out and opt in to cutting carbon. Just visit theenvironmentexcuse.org. A public service announcement brought to you by WildAid.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything, helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When was the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
New pitcher in the ballgame for the Madison Mallards. That's the right-hander, number 50, Tyler Schmidt. Andy Ockham, your voice, the Raptors, back here with you on WFHR. Runners on first and second, those belong to Mason Buss, the starter, 5-plus tonight at Winterfield, 4-1 Mallard lead. The right-hander from the University of Wisconsin, La Crosse, first pitch to McGuire, misses inside for ball one. Schmidt, a native of Madison, pitched 9 games last year for the Eau Claire Express. This is his fourth outing of the season with Madison. Last worked on the road at Air Baker Field on June 16th, a 16-4 win for Madison. Threw one frame, struck out two, faced the minimum. 1-0 to McGuire, swung on and missed. It's 1-1 on that breaking ball from Schmidt. He pitched 24 and a third innings last summer with Eau Claire, did Schmidt. In those 9 appearances, a 1-2 record, an 8.14 ERA, and a 1.85 whip. 4 runs on 6 hits, no errors for Madison, a run on 3 hits and 2 errors for the Raptors. The 1-1 to McGuire. This one hit on the ground right side. Rasmussen gloves at second. The short one. But that'll be all. It'll be a 4-6 fielder's choice. Degatti out on the bases. Matthew to third. That's where he'll stay. They're on the corners with one out here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Trying to get the claps up for Schaefer with his walk-up song. It's been a work in progress. Billy Squire, the stroke. Here over these last handful of weeks, some nights it works, some nights it doesn't. He's the tying run in the box right now, though, in the bottom of the sixth inning. Righty on righty battle. Schmidt set. Right-hander looks in. 9 on the pitch clock, rocks and fires. A fastball is called a strike on the inside corner. Schaefer tonight 0-for-2, a flyout to left field, and Liam Moreno to begin his ball game back in the second, leading off the frame. Went down looking in the fourth. The 0-1 coming here. This one bounced in, blocked by Vierling. Count evens the ball and a strike. Walker Buchanan on deck, Trotter Boston to follow. Raptors threatening here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Their lone run came in the fourth on a solo home run to lead off the frame by Jack Mathey. A pickoff move to check in on McGuire prior to the 1-1 pitch. Ten on the pitch clock for Schmidt. The 1-1 incoming here, a righty-on-righty battle with Schaefer. Swung on and missed. It's 1-2. As mentioned, Buss 5-plus tonight. 85 pitches thrown, 3 hits, 1 run for now. He's on the hook for Mathey at third and McGuire on first. Or I should say McGuire on first is responsibility of Schmidt. So Mathey, the runner on third, his lone responsibility at this point. 3 walks, 6 strikeouts for Buss here tonight. 1-2, swung on and missed. Blew him away with the heater. That is the second out of this sixth inning. It'll be up to Walker Buchanan. Walker Buchanan 0-for-2 tonight, struck out swinging back in the second inning. Led off the fifth with a flyout to the center fielder, Justin Best. His home run was a fun one to call Wednesday night. Solo blast left field, back-to-back jacks with Max McGuire. Two completely different home runs as well. A high-flying blast for Buchanan to left field as the first pitch breaking ball from the right-hander Schmidt misses away. Schmidt's first appearance for these Mallards came here at Winterfield back on June 8th. The only time the Raptors have beaten the Mallards so far this season, 10-4 win. It was an inning thrown in a scoreless inning, facing just 4 hitters for Schmidt in his Mallard debut. The 1-0 to Buchanan. It's one hit in the air. That'll clear the first base grandstands. It's now 1-1. 92 on that heater from Schmidt. Division III guys, too, will always hold a special place in my heart, for those who don't know. I attended two different Division III schools, played baseball at one of them, broadcasted at the other. So Division III athletics and myself go hand in hand. 1-1 coming to Walker. Another look in from Schmidt. The next delivery. This one hit on a line. That's going to get through into left field for a base hit. Matthew scores. McGuire to second. It is 4-2. Madison with two down here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Trotter, Boston. A chance for the second baseman to get this crowd rocking again. His big three-run blast to give the Rafters the lead. And that nine-run bottom of the eighth inning, it was a 6-6 ball game when Trotter sent one over and out against the Battle Jacks Wednesday night. The first pitch from Schmidt to Boston. Fouled straight back by Trotter. Tonight, Boston, out of the seventh spot, is 0-1 at two plate appearances. Went down looking in his first trip to the plate to end the second inning. Six-pitch walk he drew back in the fifth inning. Talked about in his last plate appearances, seven doubles for the Roswell, New Mexico native. Splitting gaps left and right, whether here at Witter Field or on the road. The team has played in six different visiting ballparks. It'll be seven. Getting to go to Riverfront Stadium this weekend in Waterloo, Iowa. Leading off second, McGuire. Buchanan on first, the 0-1. Swing and a miss, it's nothing in two. The Rafters will play nine total opponents on the road this season and 10 at home. The extra opponent for the Rafters in the first week of August being the 36-game traveling team in the Northwoods League, the Minnesota Mud Puppies. Six of the nine spots on the road played in so far. The other two after this weekend will be in Michigan, Kalamazoo, and Battle Creek. The 0-2. That one misses the outside corner, a ball and two strikes. Rafters finishing up a two-game home-and-home that started with Waterloo in the first week of the season. Rafters swept the Bucks. After that sweep, improved to 3-1 on the season. 1-2, the count. Boston still battling from behind here. We'll see what Schmidt goes to with five on the pitch clock, and we'll have to step off to avoid a pitch clock violation. McIntosh on deck, then it's Bryson Stripling. Looks back at second, McGuire not being held for the 1-2. Breaking ball, missing low and away. Boston's worked an even count. That knock for Buchanan, not only bringing in the second run of the contest for Wisconsin Rapids, it was the fourth hit as a team for the Rafters. 2-2 the count. Right-hander said he fires. This one chopped on the ground. A one-hopper to first. Monroe gloves. He'll take it to the bag himself to end the inning. Three unassisted. The Rafters send six to the plate and score once. They leave two on. 4-2 the score through six innings of play at historic Witter Field. You're listening to Rafter Baseball near home of the Rafters. 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future. In a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do. Do play and laugh. Do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes. And challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid. Or make decisions based in fear.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
Ah, construction again.
Thanks for tuning in to WFHR. The Birthday and Anniversary Club is sponsored by El Cafe Restaurant.
Ah, really, man? It is hot. I'm stuck in traffic. Now I'm hungry.
Don't let your hunger monster win today. Feed it with a carnita burrito or taco.
That sounds really good right now.
El Cafe in Fort Edwards, where your hunger problem is a taco away.
Yeah, probably closed with all this construction.
Just go west on Verbunker, then south. south on 3rd until you get to 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards, Wisconsin.
Well, that was easy. Now that is a burrito.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
It's Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to hear this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome.
Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kewaunee.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
We have a couple of debuts here as we enter the top of the seventh inning from historic Witter Field. 4-2 the score. The Madison Mallards leading your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Andy Yakim, your voice of the Rafters, back here with you on WFHR. Mac Mabry, the left-hander from San Jacinto Community College, enters the fray and gets the 4-5-6 spots in the Mallard order. First pitch to Alex Harrell from Mabry, misses high for ball one. Landon Gaz into the ballgame in the spot of Owen McElfatrick. Gaz will play left. He's making his Witter Field debut here tonight, moving from left to center in the exchange as Walker Buchanan. The 1-0 from Mabry. This is the outside corner, two balls and no strikes. So we're talking about Gaz entering the ballgame here in the top of the seventh. Owen McElfatrick's day is done, was 0-for-3 up to this point. First 2-0 delivery for Mabry in a Rafter uniform is tapped foul down the third baseline. On deck is Corbin Dickerson. Liam Moreno will follow. 4 runs, 6 hits, no errors for Madison. 2 runs, 4 hits, 2 errors for the Rafters. Wisconsin Rapids will send up the 8-9-1 spots. McIntosh, Stripling, and Landon Gaz will get his first plate appearance here at Witter Field. We get past the seventh inning stretch, the 2-1. Swing and a miss. 2 balls, 2 strikes now on Harrell. Harrell's been aboard twice tonight through a 4-pitch walk in the first, grounded out to the mound in the third, tripled to lead off the fifth and later scored. First left-hander into the ballgame for either team. Mabry, 2-2 count out of the windup, rocks and fires. That one misses inside. It's 3-2. Braden Waschek nails 3 innings pitched, 3 hits allowed, just 1 run, 2 walks, and 8 strikeouts out of the bullpen in his second outing as a Rafter. 3-2 the count, the ball boy Ashton here tonight at Wisconsin Rapids, giving the home plate umpire Tyler Jetting some dry baseballs prior to the 3-2. That one in there for a called strike three. Mac Mabry, welcome to Wisconsin Rapids, an 88-mile-an-hour fastball. Catches Harrell looking to begin this seventh inning. Corbin Dickerson, after the defensive substitutions, announced here by Joe Diedrich, the wonderful PA announcer here at Witter Field. Dickerson's reached twice today. On an error in the first, on a 5-pitch walk in the third, and later scored. First pitch to Dickerson, fouled back. Most recently went down swinging against Waschek in the fifth inning. Rafters add 1 in the sixth to make it a 2-run ball game. 2 in the second, 1 in the third, 1 in the fifth for the Mallards. 1 in the fourth, 1 in the sixth for Wisconsin Rapids. The 0-1 pitch. That one runs in and it hits Dickerson. Corbin aboard for the third time tonight with 1 out here in the seventh inning. Liam Moreno, no hits for him tonight, but RBI on the 5-3 put out back in the fifth inning. On deck is the catcher Will Vierling. Our beer batter here tonight at Witter Field, Justin Best, will follow. First pitch from Mabry. This is high to Moreno for ball one. Our friends at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids have you covered this summer, whether you're coming in to watch the Rafters or to see other fun things in the Rapids area. Offering a variety of room types to you this summer is the 1-0 pitch fouled back by Moreno. Including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi, the Cobblestone also welcomes four-legged companions. Bring your cats. Bring your dogs, bring your family pets to the Wisconsin Rapids area this summer. Big city quality, small town values. at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. 1-1 will have to wait a pickoff move to check in on Dickerson at first base. Mabry struck out the first batter of the inning looking. That was Alex Harrell, hit Dickerson. That's how he's on first base right now. 10:45 right now in Rapids, just over 2 hours into this one. A two-hour delay due to some weather in the area. But we are playing baseball here tonight as the 1-1 is swung on and missed. Count now, a ball and two strikes. Mabry ahead 1-2. See if he can pick up his second punch out of the inning. Time called by Tyler Jetting, granting time to Liam Moreno prior to the 1-2 pitch. McGuire still holding Dickerson on at first base. A good leadoff from the right fielder of the Mallards. Mason busts a completed line after Schmidt finished off that last inning. Two earned runs allowed for the right-hander and starter tonight for Madison. 85 pitches thrown, three walks issued. Six punch-outs, five-plus. For Bust, Schmidt picking up those three outs in the sixth inning. Needed 15 pitches to do so. Left-hander Mabry set. Nine on the pitch clock. The 1-2 runner takes off for second on a high leg kick. This one fouled away. Dickerson would have gotten into second easily. No slide step used there for Mac Mabry. Another 1-2 coming here to Moreno. Already gone down once tonight on strikes. Mabry looking to make it twice, or he could roll a ground ball and get the Rafters back into the dugout in just one pitch. 1-2, this one misses low. Count evens, two balls and two strikes. After Veerling, it'll be Justin Best, and then the third shortstop used tonight by Madison. Augustin Gutierrez in the ninth spot. The 2-2. Foul tip into the glove of Bryson Stripling. Second strikeout for Mac Mabry in this inning, and as a Raptor, two down here in the top of the seventh. He gets a couple straight lefties here. Will Veerling, the catcher, is 1-for-3 tonight. Singled and scored back in the second. Went down looking in the third and in the fifth. He is our beer batter here tonight, and he did both of those to retire the side. Another strong hold for McGuire on first, taking care of Dickerson. The first pitch to Veerling is in there for a called strike. Rafters setting up the 8-9-1 spots, like we mentioned, McIntosh, Stripling, and Gaz hope to be doing so, trailing by two. The comeback kids they've been within the last week here at home. Down 7-1 on Sunday against Lakeshore and trailing to Battle Creek as well, by as much as 6-1 as the 0-1 misses up and away. Ball and a strike, the count here on Veerling. It's his fourth trip to the plate here today. Catcher from Louisville. Prior to the 1-1, a pickoff move from Mabry to check in on the runner at first base. Couple of position players for Madison playing catch down the right field line, just trying to stay loose. Could be seeing some new Mallards entering the fray. Already used three shortstops in this one. Mabry looks at first. The six on the pitch clock. 1-1 runner takes off on a high leg kick. Veerling high in the air. Deep right field. If it stays fair, it is gone. It is fair, and it is gone. Will Veerling leaves the yard, and the Mallards are back up by 4, 6-2 the score in the top of the seventh inning. Two outs in this inning. Mabry a pitch away from working a scoreless frame in his first inning as a Rafter. Instead, he loses the lefty-lefty battle to Veerling, and the Mallards lead at 6-2. This was the final score and the last time the Mallards won here at Winter Field on Friday, June 7th, after a pinch-hit grand slam off the bench from David Whittle. 336 the distance on that one to right field. I want to shout out our field guy and our official scorer, Alex Sizemore, down in our secondary press box below, sending in the distances. First pitch to Justin Best, misses low and inside. One of the count. Alex has used other words to describe their booth of fun down there for gentlemen who run the pitch clock, the scoreboard, run the official scoring, and take care of our TrackMan data. So when you are come to Winterfield and you see Obviously, the miles an hour lighting up on the scoreboard in right center field. That is taken care of by Noah Willingham, our clubhouse attendee. One of the hardest working guys we have here at Witter Field. He will spend so many nights here. His day's ending as soon as 3, 4 in the morning doing endless loads of laundry. He, during the game, worked the track man as the 2-0 breaking ball from Mabry is swung on and missed. We'll have Colton and Brian take care of the scoreboard and pitch clock. They have used other words to describe their press box, like I said, some ways I won't say on the air. But I just call it the other press box we have here at Witter Field. The 2-1 pitch missing inside on a fastball from Mabry. 3 balls and a strike to count now on Best. On deck, the right-handed hitting shortstop, Agustin Gutierrez, to make his first plate appearance here tonight. 6-2 the score, 3-1 the count on Best. Nobody aboard, 2 outs, top 7. Mabry rocks and fires. So misses low for ball 4. Best aboard for the third time tonight. He doubled to lead off the 6th inning. An infield knock in the 2nd and later scored, walking for the first time in this ballgame. When looking at Gutierrez, donning the number 41, formerly of Ben Gregory, who had started against the Raptors last week, you see Irvine. He's collegiate teammates with Landon Gaz out in left field and Michael Perello in the Raptor bullpen. First pitch to Gutierrez, misses down low for ball 1. This is just his 2nd game played in with the club. First game was in the 7-3 win in the opener of the 2-game doubleheader yesterday. With the Lakeshore Chinooks, went 1-for-4 and struck out once against Chinook pitching. The 1-0 to Gutierrez in there for a called strike. Count evens, 8 ball and a strike. 6 runs, 7 hits, no errors. Up to this point now for Madison, 2 runs on 4 hits and 2 errors for the Raptors. You look across the Northwoods League scoreboard, some more finals here tonight. The 1-1 pitch tapped foul, now 1-2. We officially have the last game running here tonight. Actually, I stand corrected. Bottom 10, more extra inning baseball at Dickinson Baseball Field. Eau Claire leading the Badlands Big Sticks 5-4. 1-2, runner takes off. Gutierrez pops this one up in the air, shallow right field, foul territory. McGuire giving chase. He's not going to get there. Count remains 1-2. We will be the last game playing tonight, though. I'd be stunned if Eau Claire and Badlands outlasts us here at Witter Field. We're just in the top of the 7th. They're bottom 10. So unless we have a 15-16 inning ball game, I'd be surprised. Lakeshore taking down Minnesota. The Mud Puppies still stuck at 1 win on the season. 1 run for Lakeshore in the 8th. Tied it up, and they walked it off in the bottom of the 10th at Moonlight Graham Field. The 1-2 pitch missing up and away. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Our count now. Couple of extra inning affairs tonight. That being the lone home team to win it so far. Battle Creek took Green Bay to extras at Capital Credit Union Park, and they won 2-1 in a pitcher's duel. 2-2. Breaking ball missing low. A full count drawn by Gutierrez in his first plate appearance here tonight. Fog getting a bit heavier here at Witter Field. As with 3-2 and 2 down, Best will be taking off on the pitch here from the southpaw Mabry. Here it comes. This one hit on the ground, right side, slowly tap. Austin charging in. This is going to be a close play. Gathers, underhand, flips in time. McGuire hauls it in to retire the side, but a 2-run homer off the bat from Will Vierling makes it 6-2. We head to the home half of the 7th. 7th inning stretch time from Witter Field, 8-9-1. Due up the Raptors in just a couple of minutes on WFHR, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, locally grown radio.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Don't just score a new ride. Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and Central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through 4 generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
Sometimes our healthcare system can feel impersonal. Who can help my healthcare team understand what is important to me? Who can connect me with community services and health resources?
Community health representatives can. Community health representatives, or CHRs, live and work in our community, so they understand your unique health needs and can break down the barriers that get between you and the quality care you deserve. Want to learn more? See all the good community health representatives do at dhs.wisconsin.gov/CHR.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Kyler McIntosh to lead off this bottom of the eighth inning, 6-2 the score in favor of the Madison Mallards from historic Winterfield. Brock Adamson, the left-hander, into the ballgame for Madison. Firing a first pitch ball low and inside on McIntosh. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Rafters, back here with you on WFHR. Thanking you so much, as always, for hanging out with us here tonight. 1-0 pitch missing inside. Two balls, no strikes on McIntosh. We will be the last game in the Northwoods League to be played tonight. A lot of that thanks to a delay. The 2-0 on the inside corner called a strike. An Iowa native from Ellsworth Community College, the 6'2 freshman southpaw Adamson, making his second appearance against the Raptors this season. 2-1 to McIntosh, and on the hands, lightly pops this one in the air over to first base. It is snagged by Jake Monroe for the first out of the inning. And bring up the nine-hitter, Bryson Stripling. Stripling 0-for-2, a pair of punch-outs. So far in this one, went down swinging in the third, looking in the fifth. Seven innings worked in four games for Adamson this year. A 1.29 ERA and a 1.71 whip. 10 hits allowed, just one earned run, two walks, and eight strikeouts. Stripling fouls this first pitch back. 0-1 the count to begin here. He last worked exactly a week ago against the Raptors. And that 15-2 win, two innings pitched, four hits allowed, one run it was earned. Did not walk a Raptor hitter and struck out one of the 10 he faced. 0-1 to Stripling, a breaking ball in there for a called strike two. Prior to that, it was Wausau on June 9th, Lakeshore on June 1st, Eau Claire on May 28th. This is Adamson's first appearance on the road this season as the 0-2 pitch misses inside on the right-handed hitting Stripling. The 1-2 coming here from the southpaw. Breaking ball, missing low and away. Stripling's worked the count even at 2-2. Top of the order on deck, that's Landon Gaz, not Owen McElpatrick. It'll be his Winterfield debut momentarily. The 2-2, fouled back by Stripling. Gaz entered in the top half of this inning as a defensive substitute to left field, moving Walker Buchanan from left to center. Tyler Schmidt, the right-hander, works three outs in the sixth inning. One hit allowed, no runs, no walks, and a punch out on 15 pitches thrown. 2-2, breaking ball, check swing down to first. The crew chief, Jim Leiser, says Stripling goes around. Two up, two down here in the home half of the seventh. Six runs on seven hits, no errors for Madison. Two runs, four hits, two errors for the Rafters. See what Landon Gaz can do here. Two outs, nobody aboard. First pitch from the southpaw Adamson misses low for ball one. Looking at Gaz, one game played in, and he had one at-bat yesterday. Went down swinging, coming in the spot of Jorge Degatti in game one of that doubleheader in Wausau. 1-0 pitch on the outside corner from Adamson is called a strike. Alex Honeyman was warming up down the line in the Raptor bullpen in the top of the seventh. We'll see if it's another inning of Mac Mabry or if he gets the call. Gaz swats this 1-1 pitch foul down the right field line, clearing the Madison bullpen. It's now 1-2. 1-2 the count, two outs, nobody on. Adamson looking for the 1-2-3 inning. The payoff pitch misses up and away. Jack Mathey on deck, then it's Jorge Degatti for your Raptors, trailing by four. In danger of losing the sixth of seven games against Madison this season. 2-2 pitch swung on and missed on a breaking ball. Gaz down on strikes. It's a 1-2-3 seventh inning out of the bullpen for Brock Adamson. We are through seven innings of play.